Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
I want to return right now, though, to this EU-US trade deal that Brian was reporting on there and what a tariff of 15% is going to mean for the Irish economy. I'm joined on the line by Cliff Taylor, columnist with the Irish Times. Good morning, Cliff. How are you?
Good morning, Philip.
I'm hearing from all of the glass half full people, well, at last we have certainty, we have stability. I was just reading the letter that the Taoiseach Simon Harris has sent to trade forum members, where the only positive that he really seemed to be able to pick out was, well, we have certainty, we have stability now. Do we?
Well, I guess we first of all have to wait and see, Philip, does this deal get passed and does it stick, so to speak? As we heard on the news there are some concerns in parts of Europe, particularly in France, about the deal. That said, you'll probably expect that it would get sign off from the EU member states, albeit perhaps grudgingly from some. If it doesn't, certainly bad news for Ursula von der Leyen, I would have thought. But assuming that the deal is signed off, there is some level of certainty there, for sure, in terms of the level of tariffs that are going to apply on Irish businesses selling to the US, for now at least. I mean, we have seen before, I suppose, how the US has gone back on some deals that were completed previously and has tried to reopen things. But you would assume, if Trump was sitting there doing the deal himself, that, you know, the tariff is 15%. And you know, from his point of view, if we look back to where things were before he came to power, you know, he has, I guess, achieved a significant part of what he was looking to do on trade, which is to change the rules, to impose significant tariffs, and vitally for him to raise a lot of money for the US exchequer. Now, economists think that's going to come at a cost to the US, the same as it's going to come as a cost to the EU, and 15% tariffs are a significant burden. But that is where things are now, and that is the new world of trade, I guess.
Let's be a little bit more parochial about it and
sure.
See what's going to happen to us once we look under the hood. How does the application of a 15% tariff affect those US export-facing industries in Ireland? Allied too, as well,
sure.
As we've been considering a strong US dollar.
Sure, and that dollar has been a significant factor this year, that dollar move. The weakness of the US dollar for sure has been a key issue for exporters to the US. It's not good news overall, is the obvious point to make. I mean, the average US tariff on EU imports was less than 5% before all this started, and it's going to be three times that. And the average for Ireland was significantly lower than that, because pharma has been zero rated. Now, we've yet to see, I suppose, without using the, I hate to drag out the old cliche, the devil is in the detail, but it will be to some extent here in a lot of sectors, particularly in the food sector, which had been subject to significant tariffs before any of this started. And you know, if we're lucky, perhaps won't see much of an increase, but other sectors will, and other sectors that had low single figure tariff increases will now see a 50% tariff, and that is going to be damaging to trade between Ireland and the US. That is going to hit those companies. That is going to hit jobs and growth in Ireland. Now, one of the key things that is still to play out to some extent are tariffs on the vital pharma sector, which accounts for three quarters of Irish exports to the US. There was a lot of confusion about this overnight because Donald Trump and Ursula von der Leyen appear to be making contradictory statements. We've a little bit of clarity in the last few hours. So what it appears the case is that tariffs will not be imposed on on EU pharma exports to the US immediately, as they will be in other sectors where the 15% will come in at the end of this week. But instead, the pharma tariffs are going to be dealt with under a separate process, which Donald Trump has had underway for months now, in which he's studying key sectors. Now, that may still lead to 15% tariffs on pharma exports from Ireland to the EU, but we await full clarification on that. Mm-hmm.
And we understand that it would be capped at 15%.
Yeah, that again is the hope. And both US and EU officials have been briefing on that overnight, which would at least be some consolation, I guess, in the sense that Trump has been threatening much higher tariffs on pharma, throwing out figures of 100%, 200% in a year's time or whatever. So we would, I think, Ireland and other EU states which are big in pharma, like Germany, we'd be looking for a cast iron clarification on that. When might these tariffs be imposed? And crucially, is that 50% cap now in place, no matter what this study Trump has on the pharma sector comes up with in a few weeks' time?
And big broad brushstroke here, Cliff. What are the ratios? Like, a 15% tariff translates to what being shaved off growth in this country?
Oh, gosh. you're really pushing me now, Philip.
Well, I mean, I think I have a figure written in front of me. I'll share it with you if that would make life easier for you. The ESRI saying that it could result in economic output being 2% lower within 4 years' time.
Yeah. I mean, I was writing about this over the weekend, and they are the ESRI figures, and the amount of jobs involved were 40 to 45,000. So in other words, that would be the level that Irish employment would be lower in 3 or 4 years' time than it is now. Obviously, 10% becomes 15%. Perhaps that goes up a bit. But I think the calculation now is going to very much depend on the sectoral impact across the different sectors in Ireland. We have heard that some sectors are going to be excluded, including perhaps some parts of agricultural exports. So that could be very important, I think, in the Irish calculation. So it is going to be, I think you'll say, a significant hit to growth. What we will avoid, I suppose, is the turbulence in the next few months of a trade war between the EU and the US, which could have been very disruptive in the short term. What still, I think, remains in place is kind of significant medium-term questions for Ireland about its trade and investment relationship with the US. And then the final issue then is the outlook for the budget. My gut feeling is that what was outlined in the summer economic statement, in other words, 9.4 billion in spending increases and tax cuts, that may remain roughly in place if this deal is ratified and if the details are as we expect them to be. My understanding is that those figures were done up on the basis of 10% tariffs. I think we'll hear talk now of the need for a cautious budget and so on. But okay. I think the outlook probably remains roughly as it is. Whereas if there had been a big trade war, I think it would have been a case of tearing up the budget for this year.
Okay, away from our parochial concerns and back to the European stage for a second.
Sure.
One of the other big things in this deal is an additional, over and above present levels of European investment in America, an additional $600 billion. Where is this going to come from?
Yeah, I think everyone's a little unclear about this and a little unsure of how this relates to what the kind of investment levels that would be happening anyway. And as a lot of this is, as private sector investment, then I think everyone is a little unclear on the detail. And I think it kind of falls into the same box as a lot of the promises that big corporations have been making to Trump to invest more in the US. It's very hard to disentangle from them what would happen anyway or what was going to happen anyway versus what is new. But the EU is also committed to buy a large amount of extra energy from
this
the US.
Was my next question, because $750 billion of presumably LNG sounds like something that is going to pretty much put paid to the green transition, the green energy transition.
Yeah, it's a big figure, all right. And again, we have to see how it compares, I suppose, to what would have happened anyway. But this, I think, was something that was always on the table in Europe. And in terms of climate change, I guess you have to look at the balance between the gas that was imported from Russia or has been imported from Russia and what's coming from the US, and what it's going to mean to the overall balance in Europe between green energy and gas and LNG. And obviously there'd be the controversy about fracked gas as part of that. But it is a statement from Europe for sure that gas is a significant part of Europe's energy future, and that is going to have implications.
Indeed. Well, I would say
for carbon emissions.
Those in the fossil fuel industry who gave some $500 million to Donald Trump and other Republicans' campaigns during the electoral cycle last year will be saying that a $750 billion return on their investment is looking pretty good.
Cliff, for sure.
Thank you very much, Cliff Taylor from the Irish Times. Coming up after the break, Marie Staunton.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.